This is Daf HaShavua. We're in Ksuvos Daf Zayin. We're on Zayin Amar Aleph. Shir number one, second line. Rabbi Ami Shara Lemevav L'Tchil B'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami permitted beer Rishon on Shabbos. He didn't have issues with Chabura. Did not have issues of making a Pesach. Amalei Rabbanan V'Halo Ksiva Ksuvasa. So apparently in this instance, the Ksuva had not been written in advance. And so they can't, husband and wife cannot live together unless they have a ksuva. So how is it possible now it's on Shabbos? You can't allow a beer Rishona if there's no ksuva. You can't write the ksuva on Shabbos. So Armelahu. So Rabbi Ami responded, at fesuha metaltalin. Let her grab, let her literally take metaltalin, movables, movable property, and that will be a mashkel. Look at Rashi, at fesuha metaltalin, four lines in the 10 lines. Tanula metaltalin tachas yada b'mashkon. Okay, so she'll hold on to metaltalin until the ksuva is written. And of course, we know the ksuva has a lien. There's a lien on all of the husband's property for the ksuva. The Gemara continues. Razvid Sharlamiv Abatchil B'Shabbos. Razvid also permitted to have beer Rishona on Shabbos on Friday night. And Ika Diamri, some say Razvid Gufei Bal B'Tchil B'Shabbos. It wasn't that he permitted it, it's that he himself was one who had beer Rishona on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Sharlamiv Abatchil B'Yomtiv. Rav Yehuda allowed beer Rishona on Yomtiv. So we assume that, is it Yontif only and not Shabbos? So Amar Rav Papa Mishmei Derava, lo tema be Yontif Deshari HaBeShabbos Aser. Don't think that when the Gemara says Rav Yehuda allowed beer Rishon on Yontif, it means Yontif. And that implies that on Shabbos, no. Dehu Hadin Da'afilu BeShabbos Namishari. Now Shabbos is also permitted. Just to my sister, that was the case. So there was a shaila that came to him. It happened to be Yontif. So he allowed her that as well. He allowed that on Yontif. But the same halacha would apply to Shabbos. So that's what Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, that it's not only Yontif, it's Shabbos too. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Amar, no. B'yomtiv Shari B'Shabbos Aser. It was Rav Papa, not Rav Papi, but Rav Papa, who said in the name of Rava, no. Yontif meant Yontif only. Yontif, yes, and Shabbos, no. So Rav Papi, who disagreed, Rav Papi, who held it was both Yontif and Shabbos, that's allowed to have be a Rishona, did not see any difference between them. So he challenges Rav Papa. Amalei Rav Papi l'Rav Papa. My datich, what's your thought process of considering the fact that, oh, this must have been only Beer Rishona was only allowed on Yontif, but not allowed on Shabbos. What's the logic that it would have been so? Is it because of the principle, Mitoch Shehutra Chabura Litzorech, Hutra Nami Shalo Litzorech? Is that your thought process? And let's explain that before we understand his challenge. Meaning, if you take a look at Rashi, Maidatich, Rashi about eight lines down into thin lines, Maidatech lemishri Yontif Yosim b'Shabbos. Why would you permit Yontif more than Shabbos? Is it because since on Yontif you're allowed to make a chabura also litzorach? What's litzorach? Litzorach ochal nefesh. Kagon shchita. So I allow chabura even shalol litzorach. So what's this principle? Principle of mitoch. Mitoch. There are several malachos that are allowed on Yom Tov. Based on the pasuk of Parshas Bo, this past week's parsha, Ach Asher Yochel Chol Nefesh Tulavado Yeyoselachem. So there are certain things that are allowed for Ochel Nefesh for food preparation purposes. So we allow cooking and baking and slaughtering, certainly in the days past, and Otzah, carrying. So these Havara, igniting a fire from an existing flame. So Beis Hillel is of the opinion against Beis Shammai in the Mishnah and Beitza on Daf Yud Beis that this concept of there's a concept known as mitoch. Mitoch, since once already the halacha permits this particular malacha for ochel nefesh purposes, mitoch shehutra litzorach ochel nefesh, since I'm allowed to carry and ignite a fire from an existing flame and shecht and cook and bake, since I'm allowed to do it for ochel nefesh purposes, I can even do it for non-ochel nefesh purposes. So what would that mean? That would mean that I can ignite a fire from an existing flame because we're cold in the house, even though it's not for food. Or that may mean that I'm allowed to carry a machzor to shul, since I'm allowed to carry food. That may mean that I'm allowed to in our case, I'm allowed to make a chabura, in the case of beer Rishona, since I'm allowed to shecht an animal. And so on and so forth. So this is the concept of otzah, of mitoch rather, and maybe that's the logic that Rav Papa is using, and Rav Papi is about to challenge that. So let's look back at the Gemara. He says, "Amar the beginning of the line, Amar Rav Papi le Rav Papa, my guy Tich, what's your logic that you're thinking that Yontif yes be a Rishona and but not Shabbos is because Yontif has the concept of mitoch according to Beis Hillel mitoch shehutra chabur letzorech, since I'm allowed to make a chabura causing shchita to slaughter an animal for food purposes hutra namishelo letzorech, then it's even allowed for non-food purposes, i.e. be Rishona elameata. With that logic, mutar lasos mugber be Yontif, then I should allow you to make this special incense on Yontif. This is where you put special spices on coals to make the room smell nice. People would do that after they would eat. So that should be allowed as well. And we don't allow mugmar on Yontif. Why should we allow it based on your logic? Dimitoch shehutra havara letzorach hutra namishelo letzorach. That's havara. Igniting a fire. It's causing something to burn. Look at Rashi mugmar. Rashi says the last word on the line, about 10 lines down or so. Bisonim aloesh legamer sakelim esabegadim. This causes the incense to be absorbed into the vessels, into the utensils, into the clothing of people. This was very nice. So that should be allowed as well. That's not ochel nefesh. That's not for eating. But once I'm allowed to ignite a fire from an existing flame in order to cook, I should be able to do so for mugmar as well. So amalei, so Rav Papa responded, no, that would not be allowed based on mitoch. Alecha makro, it's for you that the pasuk has to says, ach asher yeochel l'chol nefesh. This is the pasuk of Parshas Bo, the source of ochel nefesh. But we learn from it, what do you mean l'chol nefesh? Davar hashav l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that's equal, something that is necessary, something that's common to all people or the average person. And since mugmar is only needed for spoiled people, Rashi, finicky people, look at Rashi, alecha dibra maskal, alecha makro l'chol nefesh, l'mashel l'chol nefesh, mutar, only that is permitted. So why do I not allow mugmar, but I will allow beer rishona? Ubi'ila shavel akol, having beer, that's a normal activity. Avol mugmar eino elin mufunakim, only people who are finicky need to have mugmar. So, it has to be shavel nefesh. This is one of the reasons why we don't allow lighting a fire in an existing flame for smoking on Yontif, besides the fact that it is unhealthy. It's not a davar hashavachol nefesh. So, therefore, said so. The response is that I'll tell you what says Rav Papa. Says Rav Papi rather. When it comes to Rav Papi, says Rav Papa, what do you think? Mitoch applies here. So then Mugmar should also be allowed. So Rav Papa responded, no. I'll tell you why I only allow Bir Rishona on Yontif but not on Shabbos, because Mitoch is applicable. It's applicable because if I allow Shchita for Ochel Nefesh, I allow making a Chabura for Bir Rishona. And if you'll argue to me, hey, Mugmar, we don't allow. That's because that's not a davar hashav alachol nefesh. So says the Gemara. If that's so, Amar lei Rav Acha, but the Rav al Rav Ashi elameata. Well, that's so. Nizdabin lo tzvi biyontiv. Lest you find a deer on Yontif. Ho will ve'eno shav alachol nefesh. Hachinami da'as to the Mishnah. Hold on. The Mishnahs and Beitzes speak about shechting a deer all the time. You want to have venison. But that's expensive. Now, very few people eat that. So maybe I shouldn't be able to shecht a deer on Yontif. Yet we do allow that. So maybe we should not allow, because that's not a davar shel l'chol nefesh, using that logic, using the same logic as mugmar. So amalei, no, I know, I davar hatzorech l'chol nefesh kamin. I'm talking about that is a need for kol nefesh, for the average person. Tzvi, tzorech l'chol nefeshu. It is something that tzorech l'chol nefesh. Now, what's the difference between these two situations? The mugmar and the tzvi, in the end of the day, it's only for a minority of people. Why should there be a difference between them? So the answer is that when it comes to a tzvi, to a deer, in the end of the day, food is a need. That's a human need. That's a basic human need. So even though you'll say, well, eating a deer is expensive, but eating that will fulfill the need. Mugmar is not fulfilling a need that's a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. Even once it's lit, so you wouldn't say that most people want this besamim, these spices, to be absorbed into their clothing. It's just not so. So the cases are going to be different. The Gemara continues. At the end of the line, we are about eight or so lines before it gets wide. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Hora, Rabbi Yochanan Bet Sidon, Asur Livol Betchila B'Shabbes. Rabbi Yochanan ruled in Sidon, in the city of Sidon, in Lebanon, that you're not really part of Eretz Yisrael proper, though. You're not allowed to be a Rishona on Shabbos. Umika Hora Lisser. Is this really... do we really use a very strange language? Hora, he instructed, he ruled. He ruled that you're not allowed to have beer Rishon on Shabbos. So what does that mean, ruled? Usually, ask the Gemara, Mika Hora L'Isser. Since when do we use the word Hora to say something that's us? So look at Rashi, Mika Hora L'Isser. Hora is usually something that, they ruled a hector. That's usually when we say the world. Says Rashi, Umikari Isser Hora, Mishum Dechol Adam Rashi L'Hachmir. Anyone who wants, you can be machmir. That's not a hora. No, it makes no big chiddush to be able to be machmir on things. Va'oser ain't a smichas dvarim she'afilu menasafek she'ain alacha berulo huba va'oser, because that's not like he's analyzing things. You know, it's because he doesn't want the halachis, so he says it's aser. That's a hora. That took analysis. Aval hamatir somech al shmuah. So he either has a shmuah, either he has a tradition, as far as Masor, he has to analyze things through his wisdom. He hora, that's a hora. So the Gemara says, yes, indeed, we use the word hora even to describe where we're machmir on something. Vatanan, horua basil, shetehe nizira, od, sheva shonim, acheros. What happened there? So says Rashi, horua basil, a little bit more than halfway down. Mishnah, masech is nazir. Heleni Hamalka, Sheyatza bin Ala Milchama. What happened to Heleni Hamalka? Her son went out to war, Vinodra Shevashani bin Azir. So what happened? She took a neder, she'd be in a zira for 7 years, and she took this neder to Chutz Laretz, Valsa Laretz, and she came to Eretz Yisrael. Horua Beisil El Shetehei Nizira O Sheva Shanim Acheros. Beisil ruled that she would have to be a nizira for another 7 years. Her son did return from the war, so that was that nizirus, but because she took it outside of Eretz Yisrael, Basil says, no, it has to be, now that you're back in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep it for another 7 years. So why is that so? Because so Nazir is not allowed to be Mekabel Tumah. And Midrabanan, that's what we call Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Outside Eretz Yisrael, we assume that every area, because we're not careful outside Eretz Yisrael, they're not careful where we know people are buried in Eretz Yisrael, we're a lot more careful. We know where Kohanim are not supposed to go. So everyone is really considered midrabanan and tamei meis in the chutz laretz. So therefore, Basil says, if you thought you kept the miziris in this state of tuma, too bad. You come to Eretz Yisrael, have to do it again. So lots of language. Horua Basil, they instructed, they ruled, but yet they were being machmir. Gemara continues, v'inami, 4 lines before, that's what, or I'll give you another example. Ki hadetan, how about the following brisa? Chut hashedra, the spinal cord, shenitzak berubo, divrei Rebbe. How we are discussing, what's the stat, we were talking about an animal that's a trefa. How much of the spinal cord has to be ripped, has to be torn, in order for an animal to have the status of a trefa? So according to Rebbe, you need, it nifsak perubo. It's where the majority has been severed, it becomes a trefa. And Rabbi Yaakov Omer, afilu nikav. Even if it's been pierced a little bit, that it also make it a trefa. And then it says, Hora Rebbe Krab Yaakov. Rebbe ruled like Rebbe Yaakov. And Rebbe Yaakov was machmir, that even a small opening would be considered make it into a trefa. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, so you don't need even a majority, just a little piercing would be enough. So that's a chumrah. And it says Rebbe was hora, ruled. So you see from there that we are that the language of hora, instruction of ruling, can even be for a chumrah. Amar Rav Huna, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov. He holds the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaakov. Rather, we assume like Rebbe that an animal only becomes a trefa if the spinal cord is split in its majority. Okay, now another version of what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was one who ruled in Sidon, as we said earlier, Usr livol batchila b'Shabbos. It was an Isser. It's us to have beer shown on Shabbos. And that's where we got into discussion about the language of Hora, of giving an instruction. But now we have a different version. Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchok, Masni Hachi. Learn like this. Am Rabbi Abo, Sha'al, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Minsor. Es Rabbi Yochanan mitzaydan, Rabbi Yaakov means Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov from Tzor, also in Lebanon. Es Rabbi Yochanan in Sidon, Va'ana Shami, and I heard what he said. I overheard what he had said. And I heard him say, Ma'u livo batchila b'Shabbos, can you have beer Rishona? Va'amar lei Usser. And then he said Usser. So now you don't get into the discussion about Hora anymore in this version. And the Gemara then says, V'hilchusa mutter livo batchila b'Shabbos. Halach is that indeed you can have beer Rishona on Shabbos. And that is what the Gemara, and that's what the Gemara passes. Couple of points. Take a look at Tosus Mitoch. There's long Tosus here, so Tosus makes a very important point. When we have this concept of Mitoch, Shehutra, Ochel, Nefesh, Letzorech, whether it's Shchita, then I allow even Birishona, or it's Havara, and I wouldn't allow Mugmar, because it's not a Davar Shel Ochel Nefesh, but maybe we can warm up water for the body if a person needs to wash, the Mishnah says, his hands and feet, and his face. So that's also, we can do that based on the concept of Mitoch. And I'm allowed to carry a machzor to shul on Yontif, even though there's no Eruv. The same way I'm allowed to carry food. So realize that it says Tosus Pirush, Litzorach Ochel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shelo Litzorach Ochel Nefesh. Yeah, but Ulvache Tzorach HaNoas Hayom, O Tzorach Kiyum HaMitzvah B'Yontif. It has to be a Tzorach of getting Hano on that day, or a Tzorach of a Kiyum HaMitzvah B'Yontif. It can't be just Stam, I'm not allowed to do, oh, well, since I'm allowed to carry food, I'm allowed to carry rocks. So I'm not allowed to do that. That wouldn't be allowed. Rocks or maybe mukts anyway. But to carry something that's completely not needed, and it's not for a mitzvah at all, that we're not allowed. Ki ha'i, like the Mishnah says in Beitza, dohotzas katan lamulo, taking a katan out to give him a bris mila. The Mishnah doesn't say that. It says you're allowed to be out to your katan. The Rabbi Nechanan and others learn that it means for the sake of a mitzvah. V'sefer Torah likros bo, v'lulo lotes bo. Those are the three examples that are given in the Mishnah, and you could argue that all three, assuming the katan means that I'm carrying out for a bismila, that those are all allowed on Yontif based on Mitoch. Avol, says Tosus, Shalom, Letzorach Hayom Klal, for no need at all, lo, that would not be allowed. Kamo Hatzos Avon and Mechayiv, I'd be chayiv for carrying out a stone, I'd be chayiv Doraisa perhaps, because if there's no Hotzah is not allowed, so that was never permitted for this purpose, so maybe it's a Malacha Doraisa, that could be. If you take a look down, about 14 lines before it gets wide, Vinira Lari, he makes the following point. Dotzas, Tinok, Litayel, Havitzorach Hayom. When it mentions Tinok, it doesn't mean necessarily I'm taking the baby out for a bris. No, it could be even just for recreation, just to go out for a walk. I'm allowed to do that as well. Carry the baby, put the baby in a stroller. Umi Hotza Litzorach Nachri Niridas. But Hotza, for the purpose of a non-Jew, that's not allowed. Umashanagu Ata. The same, I'm not allowed to cook for a non-Jew. So therefore, there's Exera Drabana, Takana Drabana, not to invite a non-Jew for a Yontif meal. For a Shabbos meal, yes. No problem, because you're cooking everything before Shabbos. And for a Yontif, no. Because the Yontif, he may say, I like the blintzes. Can you put an extra blintz in the oven for me? Which you're not allowed to do. So we're not supposed to invite non-Jews for Yom Tov meals. So because I'm not allowed to do malacha for the tzorach of a nachri, that's near a dasar. Umashanagu ata lahotzi litzorach nachri. Aye, Tosus seems talking about a custom people would do hotzah on yontif for the sake of a non-Jew. Hayanir l'rashba. This is the Tosus Mishans Rabbi Nishimshon ben Avram. Me about one of the Balei Atosos. Mishum derushus harabim didon lo hava el karmelis. Maybe that's why. Since our public areas are only a karmelis anyway, dein rochven tezayin ama. In at least in those days, the streets weren't even 16 amos wide, so they didn't have the status of Shusarabim. So anyway, since it's only Durabbanan, so hold on, why would I allow this Durabbanan? So he says, it's on, V'gabi yontiv lo goz Durabbanan, ki hechi dilo tikin Rabbanan Erev Chatzeres b'yontiv. The same way you don't need an Erev Chatzeres in order to carry on yontiv, maybe you're allowed to carry in a, you're allowed to have a non-Jew, you do a malacha, even for the sake of a non-Jew, in a Carmelis. And it's okay. I'm allowed to carry for myself in Rishus HaRabim on Yontif, as long as it's Tzorach Yontif. For a non-Jew, well, it's only a Carmelis anyway, and it's Yontif. So that may be reason why we allow such a thing. That's number one. Number two, take a look at the second to last Tosfos. Says Tosfos like this. They were discussing the difference between Mugmar, which is not allowed because it's not a Davar HaTzav L'Chol Nefesh, and Shechting a Tzvi, a deer, even though not that many people will normally eat venison because it's not, because it's very expensive. That's still Shava L'Chol Nefesh because in the end of the day, it's food, and food is a basic human need. V'chein bia, and therefore bia also falls into that category, and that's why we allow bia rishon on Shabbos, even though it's making a chabura. So on Yontif rather. Again, this is we paskin it's mutter on Shabbos. This is explaining the opinion that it's only mutter on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because Yontif has mitoch. I'm allowed to make a chabura by shechting an animal. I can make a chabura even for non-food purposes, as long as they have a yom tov need, and that would be bia rishona. Aha. But says Tosfos the Kashalari, Damar Besoch Perach Beis de Beitza, Mahulich Bos Haner Mnei Davar Acher. Can I extinguish a candle in order? Davar Acher is a euphemistic way of saying to have bia. So should we allow? Hold on, you're not allowed to have Tashem Shamita when there's a light on. So it's Yontif. You want to blow out the candle. So can I blow out the candle and say that's a Tzorach Yontif? And it says, "Umesik da'as." So the Gemara concludes, "It's not allowed." Ha ha ha! Shari, bishum tzorach l'chol nefesh. Didn't we just say that tashmish shamita is a tzorach l'chol nefesh? So why wouldn't I be able to do the malacha of mechabe in for the tzorach of yontif? Yesh lomar da'acha davka bebi'ilo rishona de mitzvahi da'have tzorach mitzvas hayom. That's what we will allow. Mitzvah Sayom, it's Riri Shona, they just got married. That's where the heter applies, and we're allowed to employ the concept of mitoch. Aval Sha'or B'ilos, Ein Kol Kach Tzorach Hayom. That's possibility number one. That's not a Tzorach Hayom for B'ilos. Vo Yesh Lomar, maybe different. The Kibuy Haner B'nei Dovar Acher, Havi Kimo Machshirin, Da'afilu Ba'ochol Nefesh Asur. Another possibility. Blowing out the candle is very different. When you talk about making a chabura, that's the Tashem Shamita itself. That's when you're talking about the havara. That's the fire that's going to heat the food itself. Blowing out the candle is machshire mitzvah. Very different. The beers is one thing. I'm blowing out the candle so I can create the scenario, can create the proper environment, halachic environment, so that beer can take place because it can't take place when there's a light on. That's called machshire ochol nefesh. That's preliminary activity, which we don't even allow for ochol nefesh. I'm not allowed to fix the oven on yontif in order to cook. That's machshire ochol nefesh. So I certainly wouldn't allow machshire of something that's not ochel nefesh on yontif either.